Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this memorial of St. Louis the Ninth. He was born in the year 1215 in France, and he would die in the year 1270. And so he was about 11 years old when St. Francis would have died. And if I'm not mistaken, there were over 10,000 Franciscan friars in the world at that time, and at the death of St. Francis. And they certainly made it into France, and St. Louis was actually instructed by Franciscans, as well as by his pious mother. And it's above all from her that he was instructed in the faith and in prayer and in piety, and had her as a model of holy life. He, St. Louis the Ninth himself, would go on to have 11 children, and he did the same thing with them, instructing them in prayer and mortification and God's commandments and all of the rest. And one of his biographers says that the most important principle of his life was the observance of the laws of God under all circumstances. And his mother used to repeat to him, death rather than mortal sin. Okay, so this is so important, first of all, to recognize the role of parents in bringing up their children in a Christian manner, right? That vocation to parenthood, and the importance that parents have and the profound impact that they have in their children's formation in bringing them up in a Christian manner. Now, of course, this isn't a guarantee. You know, every individual needs to cooperate with grace on their own. So I know there are some devout parents who might have a black sheep in the family and they feel guilty and they become scrupulous on what they did wrong and all that. There are no guarantees. You know, everybody needs to cooperate with grace for themselves. But it is of a great assistance to children to have parents who actually teach them, instruct them, and are a good example. And so this formation was very useful to King St. Louis, because he actually found himself in the position, really, to choose between death or mortal sin when he was captured by the Saracens. And he was a prisoner among them for several months. And we can imagine that that probably was not too pleasant. And he probably really did want to get back to France and back to a normal life. But one of the conditions that the Saracens put on his release was that he had to deny Christ. And of course, what would have come to mind is his mother saying, death rather than mortal sin. And in fact, that's what he told the Saracens, that he would never deny Christ because it would be better for him to die rather than to commit a mortal sin. And so there's a nice little reflection on this by one of his biographers. Death rather than a mortal sin. St. Louis frequently said these words when he recalled what his mother had told him. And he was right, because mortal sin is worse than death. It is the greatest evil in the world, because it means the loss of the greatest good, which is God himself. He who commits a mortal sin, that is, violates one of God's commandments in an important matter with full knowledge and free consent, even if it be only in thought, falls from God and his grace. He separates himself from God. Consider how King St. Louis actually carried out this great principle of his life and his conduct. He preferred to remain a prisoner of the Saracens, which included the loss of his kingdom and even his own life, rather than to take a blasphemous oath. No material loss can compare with the loss of God. whereas every temporal suffering is quite bearable if we remain in the grace of God. In fact, it becomes sweet if we bear it because we do not want to offend God. Saint Louis the Ninth, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.